Anytime anything becomes successful, it draws certain criticisms. We were contemplating a music project, and it was kind of edgy. And I was telling the team of our music people, I said, I'm not worried about it stirring controversy. If it doesn't do well, there'll be no controversy at all. If it sells a million copies, it will draw criticism, because success breeds contempt. I can sit down right there. That's a whole sermon.
DJ Bobby J.
Find somebody who believes God and tell them anything could happen in here. What I'm saying. Can y'all get your hands around this concept? Anything could happen in here. Anybody could be healed in here. Anybody could be delivered in here. Anybody could be set free in here. Anything could happen in here. If somebody would seize the moment and stretch out on his word and do something radical and move into a realm of faith. I'll keep jumping up.
DJ Bobby J.
Let me see if I can articulate. Be blessed to enunciate the nebulous concept that I feel in my spirit. Listen, if we bring you down through the roof, we're gonna put your condition on display. They say, everybody's gonna see what's wrong with you. You're not gonna be able to hide in the back and get your breakthrough in here. If we can do this, we're going to put your condition on display, and everybody's going to have an opinion about you. But the man says, so what? I ain't got nothing to lose. This is an emergency. I've already tried everything else. Nothing else is working for me. I refuse to go back home the way I came. So tear the roof off. Church looking for healing and restoration, and I had a lot of misgivings and misunderstandings, because at the time I came into the church paraded itself as being a holy group of spiritual elitists who projected an ideology of supremacy that actually alienated those of us who were broken from a real experience with God, because we were so busy trying to measure up to who they said they were that we couldn't really have an encounter with God. I see you looking like you don't agree. Let me ask you a question. Who in here don't need him? Who in here doesn't need him? Who in here doesn't need a touch from him right now? Who in here doesn't have something you would want to whisper in his ear? struggling with lesbianism.
This is DJ Bobby J.
Everything's cool. Everything's cool. I'm telling you right now, if Jesus appeared on these steps, nobody in here would be acting like they're acting right now. We would be crawling over top of one another like they were doing it. Imagine talking about, Scoop, get out of the way. Get out of the way. No, you can't leave till you touch me. You gotta touch me. You gotta touch me, Lord. I'm trying to do your will. I'm trying to serve you, but I need a touch, Lord. I'm really at the end of my rope. I'm counseling other people. I wish somebody would counsel me. I'm laying hands on people. I need somebody to lay hands on me. I've been encouraging other folk. Wondering when is somebody going to encourage me? Lord, would you touch me? I see you looking like you don't agree. Let me ask you a question. Who in here don't need it? Who in here doesn't need it? Who in here doesn't need a touch from me right now? Who in here doesn't have something you would want to whisper in his ear?
Yeah.
function the way the Bible said it ought to function, so it was dysfunctional. And I began to wonder why. I believed them. I thought they were spiritually elite, which intimidated me, and it made me pray to be more like them. And I kept wondering how come I wasn't saved enough to be good as they were, because they didn't think no evil, they didn't do no evil, nothing ran through their mind. They never flipped out, they never got mad at anybody, they never thought, no, they, it wasn't just that they didn't cuss, they didn't think curse words. I'm not saying I do. I'm saying that, but I mean, I'm just saying they didn't. That just went right over somebody's head. Anyway. And what happens in that environment is an intimidation comes to come forward and get help, because you don't want anybody to know that you're not okay. And image becomes more important than deliverance. The image becomes everything, because you want to fit in, you want to be accepted, you want to be a part of the system, so you act like everything's fine when it's really not fine. And it causes you to have a dysfunctional relationship with God, because you could get your anything from Him, but you're not willing to risk public scrutiny.
Bobby J.
And so it becomes more important for you to live up to this false image that the other people around you project, rather than to come forward and say, you know what, I've never gotten over my divorce. Or, you know what, I've never gotten over this rape experience in my life. I'm still broken, I'm dysfunctional, and I've got perversions. Because it's easier to admit you're a victim rather than to talk about the things that being victimized cause you to become. See, I'm not a Sunday morning preacher. I don't think I can do this. See, we enter into the church's sympathy by admitting that we've been victimized. But we protect our privacy by never discussing what the victimization caused us to become. So the church generally deals with us from a superficial context. Not be right, just look right. Not get right, just act right. Camouflage, paint over it. I was looking at something in my house, it had been painted over, it was rusty, but they painted over it. And if you paint over rust, the rust will eat through the paint. And so instead of scraping off the rust and sealing it with the primer so it wouldn't come up again, in an order to get it looking good quick, you just paint over rust, which will look good for a minute, but after a while the rust will come through. Do y'all see the metaphor of what I'm saying? And so what happens to church people, instead of really getting delivered, they just paint over the rust. And in a few months, here the rust comes back through again. Because you never did scrape down to the root cause of what was making you act the way you was acting in the first place. And so you worked on not acting like that anymore, but you never worked on the root cause of what was making you act like that, and you never got any better. I know what it is to be broken. I know what it is to be broken before you get saved. I know what it is to be broken after you get saved. I want you to understand that the people preaching, myself included, are not preaching because we are perfect or because we have mastered any type of holiness. Not there. Better than I was, but not there. Give us details, none of your business. It suffices for you to know I'm under construction. And I prefer privacy with my problems.
of the light, the elements of life.
About deep is, it's not a genre that separates, you know, it's
not that thing that instigates hate. It's more of a love, and we can all come together, and no matter what the weather, it would just wrap itself around us and keep us warm, you know. The thing about it deep is, it doesn't matter if you're white or black or yellow or brown, as long as you come to get down, as long as you come in peace, so the peace can come through you and pass right on through. Making sure everybody in this place can get a taste, you know, what it feels like to be truly free. And don't take it from me. Just look at the look on everybody's faces. It's almost as if they've been delivered from a cold, dark place. And just now, for the first time, feeling the warmness of the light.
rugged man. I thought I couldn't take it anymore. But since I've been with Jesus, I can take it now. I still got an it to take, a cross to bear, pains to deal with, problems to work through. But I'm all right now. I can take it now. And somebody said, well, what is the difference? It's the same man with the same bed, going back to the same house to live in the same situation. I said, no, no, you don't understand. It used to carry me. But now I'm carrying it. And he knocks on the door. When he gets home, he says, honey, 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 let me in. And she says, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm gonna get the door for y'all. And he said, ain't nobody with me but me. I don't need the help that I used to need. I've been with Jesus and now I can stand all by myself. I've been with Jesus and life is now worth living. I've been with Jesus and I can handle it now. Though the storms keep on raging in my life. It's like to be a Christian. The same man goes into the same house, lays down on the same bed, sitting there smiling. They said, well, what in the world do you have to smile about? You still got the same house, same family, same issues, same situation, and you're the same person. He said, wait a minute, there's one difference. I can take it now. And so, my brothers and sisters, if there's somebody in here who've been feeling like I can't take it anymore, if you come to this altar, if you come like you know Jesus is here, and you start worried about your image and what people think and about your reputation and what you got on and how you and Fred got to always act like you happy all the time and you and Mary got to act like everything's wonderful. If you start worrying about your titles and your positions and your reputation and you recognize that you're in an atmosphere where anything can happen, ministers all dressed up in their black and white are standing here because they don't have any issues. You think they don't have problems? You think they don't have bills and kids and crisis and dilemmas? Ministers, don't get ahead of me. Wait on me. Don't minister yet. Wait on me. You think they don't have circumstances and dilemmas and problem kids and problem jobs and problem marriages and lumps in their breasts and issues with the daughters and gay kids and broken kids and Secret issues and secret traumas and secret issues and secret traumas and secret issues and secret traumas and secret issues and
DJ Bobby J.
Secret issues and secret traumas and secret issues and secret.